Hey guys, and welcome to the Pinoy Patriarch Project podcast. My name is Mike Pana, and in this episode, I want to talk to you guys about what the Pinoy Patriarch Project podcast is all about. So the inspiration for this podcast came from the last 2 years. If you guys followed this podcast for any amount of time, you probably noticed that it was actually under a former name, the Bayani Warrior Podcast. And my Bayani Warrior Podcast was originally designed to promote my martial arts teaching business. But as I was creating that podcast, recording those episodes, I realized the podcast was less about martial arts and more about what it meant to be a man. And in the last 2 years, I've had a lot of life changes, most notably the birth of my youngest son, Elliot. And I realized that I really am passionate about martial arts, but I am really, really passionate about becoming a better man in all aspects, not just as a martial artist or a teacher, but as a husband, as a father, as a business owner, as a person of faith, and so on. And so this podcast is really my attempt to educate not only myself and empower not only myself, but my three sons, Ethan, Evan, and Elliot. I have three Filipino-American boys who are growing up in this world that is ever-changing and very dynamic. And right now, there's really no resources on the internet for Filipino-American guys to learn how to become better men, to become more masculine men, to be stronger men. And while there are a ton of masculine, you know, manhood, manosphere, if you will, podcasts and YouTube channels and social media channels and so forth, there's no shortage of those. None of those hosts and none of the people running those podcasts or those movements look anything like me or my sons. And while this does not take away from what these men are espousing and teaching, because there's a ton of value in what they're teaching. In fact, this podcast is inspired by many of those guys. Frankly, there's a lot of nuance that's missing, because as a Filipino-American man, there are a lot of issues that we face regarding masculinity and manhood and things in our culture that are simply not being discussed. And in this podcast, I want to kind of unveil those, discuss those, and really try to empower my fellow Filipino-American brothers, my Pinoy brothers, to really become stronger men, to become better men, and to walk with me on this journey. So let's go into the name, the Pinoy Patriarch Project. What does that mean? And really, our mission is really in that name, right? So the word Pinoy, what does that mean? So the word Pinoy is a slang term for Filipino, right? A Filipino man. Now, our brothers in the motherland, in the Philippines, they've actually adopted this word to describe themselves as a form of identifying themselves. But the origin of this word is actually a Filipino-American term. If you guys look at the Filipino-Americans who came here to work in the early 20th century, they started calling themselves Pinoys as a nickname of sorts. And it stuck and it kind of found its way over to the motherland. So the word Pinoy really describes the Filipino man, specifically the Filipino-American man. And while this podcast is for Filipino men all over the world, I'm a Filipino-American, so I'm going to be speaking primarily from the lens of a Filipino-American man who really has one foot in the Filipino culture and one foot in the American culture. All right, so now the word patriarch. Now, I know in this world, the word patriarch has a lot of flack to it. All right, there's a lot of people in this woke liberal society that we live in now that don't like the word patriarch. It's associated with toxicity and needless aggression, you know, domestic abuse and so forth. And really, the word patriarch simply means male leadership. And if we are going to look at the toxicity that Filipino-American men are kind of labeled with and kind of seen with these days, you just look on YouTube or Instagram, you'll be able to find so many videos of how Filipino men are toxic, quote unquote. A lot of this comes from a lack of patriarchy. It comes from a lack of Filipino-American men doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is being leaders in their home, in their business, in their places of worship, in their communities. And if we learned how to become better leaders, we would be able to lead our families and do so successfully. And we'd be able to lead ourselves successfully and empower our children successfully. So the word patriarch, again, is just reclaiming that word of leadership. All right, so the Pinoy Patriarch. Now let's go to the project. Now it'd be very pretentious for me to call myself the Pinoy Patriarch, okay? It'd be very pretentious of me. It'd be very arrogant of me to think that I, for some reason, think I have the right to call myself the Pinoy Patriarch. It's silly. This is really a project for me. This is something that I'm working on. I am the project. You are the project. Becoming a better man is not a one-time thing. It's an all-the-time thing, right? It's a daily thing. It never ends. And so this is a project that we constantly got to work on, guys. Yes, we want to be strong Filipino, Pinoy, American leaders, but it doesn't happen once and it doesn't happen twice. It's something that we constantly have to refine and practice. So this is the project, right? Something that we're going to constantly work on. So again, this is the Pinoy Patriarch Project. This is our means of reclaiming our masculinity. This is our way of empowering ourselves, educating ourselves. And to do so, this podcast is going to interview men that have impacted me. Men that have taught me what it means to be a man in some way, shape, or form. Some of these men I have a personal relationship with. Some of these men are people that I've admired for years and that will be sharing their knowledge here on this podcast so that myself and my three boys can learn what it means to be a better man, but also so that you, the Pinoy listening to this, can also learn how to be a better man. All right, guys, so I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. Be the leader in your life.